Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, turn with me this evening to our text that we've been looking at for some weeks now. I feel like I'm getting close to pausing this. I can't really say end because, you know, you never exhaust such great themes as this in the Word, but we can pause it till another time when the Lord leads us and go to the next thing to emphasize that the Lord's leading us. So, you know, one of the greatest things you ever did for yourself is pray for your ministers, right? Because what comes through them affects you, right? And so it's important that you believe with us, pray for us concerning utterance, direction, and what we go to next, the vision for the church and the ministry and the teaching. But in Galatians, the third chapter, we've been talking about being redeemed. Anybody still happy about that?
Yes.
Being redeemed from the curse of the law.
Amen.
We've been getting pretty happy about it.
Yes.
And with good cause. That's one of the best things you'll ever hear, is that you've been redeemed. And so we've taken some time and went back and looked at exactly what we've been redeemed from. And man, the more you think about it, the happier you get. So let's get into it some more tonight. In Galatians, the third chapter and verse 7. Says, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Who is that? That's us, the faith bunch.
Yes.
Yeah. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Does the gospel have anything to do with blessing?
Yes.
Yeah, we were able to get happy about that one night in particular. Went on to say, verse 9, so then, they which be of faith, that's us, what about them? They are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it's written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Whoo, glory to God. Being made a curse for us, he did it by taking our place. By taking our place, the curse has fallen on him. Well, it didn't need to fall on him for anything that he ever did. He never sinned. But he took it for us. Why did he take it? So that we would not have to be cursed. Well, then now if we plug along through life under the curse and living under the curse, then in a measure it was in vain that he took it for us. We need to make up our mind that if Jesus took it, we're not.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah.
If he bore it, I'm not.
Amen.
Don't let the devil make you his pack mule. Load you up with the curse and all the junk and the condemnation and all the disease and the poverty and the angst and the worry and the fear. No, if Jesus bore it, you don't have to.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Need to make up your mind. Be just like me. You know, if something happened, something as simple as a tank of gas, and I come along and you was pumping the gas in your car and I went in and paid for it. Well, what do you know? You know that you don't need to go pay for it again. Right? Because if you do, it's like I didn't even do anything for you. Right? So Jesus took the curse. He hung on the cross, not for anything he did, but he became accursed for you and for me. And in doing so, he redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, if that don't excite you to hear that, like you see us, you know, going, yeah, amen, whoo, yeah, then it's because you hadn't heard enough. Because when it is real to you, you get happy about it. You do. When you hear it and you go, ho-hum, yeah, I know that. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. I heard that back in 72. Well, apparently you didn't get it then. And you hadn't got it yet. Because if you had a, you wouldn't be no ho-hum about it. It'd be hallelujah. Right? Glory to God. I don't have to have the botch and the itch. I don't have to lose my mind. Right? I don't have to fail. We saw thing after thing after thing that's very plainly a part of the curse of the law. And the good news is we've been redeemed from all the curse of the law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, now notice though the next part. I want to emphasize this tonight. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Not even a period there. It's just a pause in the thought. How does it continue? That, let's just stop right now. Why is that there? That what? What does that mean, that? You might say, in order that. What in order that? He redeemed us from the curse of the law in order that, what? The blessing. The blessing. Not just a blessing. The blessing. Very specific. Would you like to talk about the blessing tonight? I thought you would. Why? Now, you know, people got all kind of religious ideas about it, but forget all that. Look in the Bible right now. Jesus hung on the cross. This passage says why. Why did he do it? While he was hanging on the cross, he became accursed in our place. And he redeemed us from the curse. He took it so we wouldn't have to. And what else did he do? Why did he do it? In order that, read it out loud with me, verse 14, in order that what? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. So now, I think after several weeks of this, we should be convinced that we're not supposed to be cursed. Hmm? Are you convinced of that? And whom God is blessed, and nobody can curse. How can you curse whom God is blessed, the scripture said. And the curse causeless shall not come. Proverbs said. We deserve no curse. We should not be cursed. We camped on that last week. And it's not because we've lived perfectly, because we know we haven't, but because we've been made righteous by what he did. Amen. He didn't need to do it for himself. That's right. Oh, but we did. Amen. That's why when he was in the garden and he was facing, you know, we think about the natural side of it, the scourging and the crown of thorns and the crucifixion, and it was awful. But that's not the whole thing that made him sweat blood. The worst part you couldn't see. It was in the spirit. And so he prayed and was in an agony and said, Father, all things are possible with you. And if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But it was not possible if we're going to be redeemed. There was no other way. Aren't you glad he did it? Aren't you thankful that he did it? He did it. And so we are redeemed. We ought not be cursed. But what else should we be besides just not cursed? We should be experiencing the blessing of Abraham. Shouldn't we? Let's look at it a little bit further. He said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And you skip down to verse 29. It says, verse 29, Galatians 3, if you be Christ, the anointed ones, then you are Abraham's seed. Are you Christ?
Yes.
Are you those who are saved by faith, by grace and faith? Then what else are you?
Abraham.
You are the seed of Abraham. And what else?
Heirs
according to the promise. Now the promise and the blessing go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. So let's go back to Genesis. And read the blessing and the promise. Because is it relevant to us? It is just as much yours as it was Abraham's. This is not conjecture. This is not somebody's theory or opinion. It's as plain as you can say it in Galatians 3. Right? The reason he hung on the cross, the reason he became accursed and redeemed you is so that the blessing of Abraham, that's a specific, right? The blessing of Abraham might come on who? See, he was specific. The Gentiles. If you can't trace your lineage back to a Jewish forefather, that's fine.
Yes.
Because he did it to include everybody that would ever believe on him.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So, well, you don't look like a Jew. Well, I am one spiritually. In fact, Romans says, you know, it's not just the natural seed, but it's the seed of promise. So, this belongs to us. What belongs to us? The blessing of Abraham.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blessing of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004-I. That's R-1004-I. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.